The breakdown last month of Seattle's wastewater treatment plant has poured hundreds of millions of gallons of untreated stormwater and raw sewage into Puget Sound. Repairs alone will cost an estimated $25 million, and it's expected to take till the end of April to get the West Point treatment plant back to normal. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe touched base with the State Department of Ecology to see what regulators have to say about this.
The worst is over at West Point. Right now, King County is providing partial treatment of the combined stormwater and sewage that flows into the big plant right next to Discovery Park.
So it's not letting any, you know, live bacteria out into Puget Sound, but it is not being cleaned up to the level that it needs to be cleaned up.
That's Sandy Howard with the Department of Ecology. She says it's not dangerous for people anymore. Beaches have reopened, but it's still a big deal. It's adding lots of extra nutrients to the water.
In Puget Sound, how the nutrients affect it, it causes algae to grow, plants to grow.
When they die off, they suck oxygen out of the ecosystem, making it unhealthy. Howard says Ecology will wait till the results of the King County Council's investigation are in this summer to decide what's appropriate in terms of fines and mitigation. But the state can charge violators up to $10,000 a day per incident. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.